science is interesting, and if you don't agree, you can fuck off.
Just got a bit waylaid there with my thoughts. I was too excited.
I wondered where the intro next, was.
Sheesh. The next part I just skipped through because I was like, nah, let's do this. Okay, so the giveaway. Alan, first, do you want to tell us a bit about what this event is?
Okay, so tonight, a guy by the name of Dr. Michio Kaku is speaking at the Victory Conference Center. Is that right?
Yeah.
Victory Convention Centre? Victory Convention Centre. Sorry, that's the one. It's Victoria Park, Freeman's Bay down there. He is a wonderful populariser of science, a physicist, and one of the co-founders of a thing called string theory. So, he's going to be talking all about string theory, astronomy, futurism, and interplanetary colonisation tonight.
Whoa.
So, sounds very, very interesting. And we've got two double passes to give away, I believe. Or one double pass or two double passes?
Two double passes.
Okay.
That's exciting because we have been doing this giveaway with BFM, but we've made it a special Dear Science giveaway, which is exciting.
Which means you've got to ask
because you
answer
have to,
a question.
Yes, you have to answer a science question. Okay,
you do.
So
yes.
Alan, give us that question.
Okay, so in string theory, the three flavors of string theory, there's bosonic string theory, superstring string theory, and M string theory. How many dimensions are there in M string theory? That's easily Googleable.
But there's an answer. All right,
how many dimensions are there in M string theory?
So we're going to have that answer come at the end of the segment, and we'll let you... we'll let the winners know in terms of who's won that. But for that prize, you have to text in your name, your B card number, and the answer to that question. All right, and so we'll pick two winners that get their name on the door and a plus one.
Indeed. Yep.
But we've got to rush through our topics now.
Yeah.
So alkaline, is this a cure or is it bullshit?
Oh, good grief. this will be a wee rant on my part.
Involving science.
Oh, that's a bit rough. Jeez.
I feel like every week there's a little word split here.
Okay, so there was an article in The Guardian this week all about sort of water and its various flavours and stuff. Remarkably, water is now the biggest selling beverage in the USA, believe it or not.
Well, that's good.
It actually outsells soda. Yeah, which to me is utterly astonishing. Mm. Everybody would be really pissed off they didn't get in early on the water thing, I guess, because what's simpler than putting water in a bottle and selling it?
Are they plastic bottles, though?
They are plastic bottles,
of course they
are. But even worse. So some people swear by stuff called alkaline. Water, you know, just normal water is not good enough these days. You've got to have something else in this water. So alkaline water, apparently.
Is it the pH thing?
The pH thing, indeed.
So
okay.
what changes when you have alkaline water?
Nothing changes when you have alkaline water because it just goes straight in your stomach, which has got a pH of 1, and it's bye-bye alkaline water. But people believe that because your blood is very, very slightly alkaline or very, very slightly basic, it needs to stay between a pH around about 7.35 to about 7.42, there or thereabouts. And it's precisely controlled by all of these little buffer systems in our body, and if it goes much outside that range, we'll die. Okay, because our body is designed to work at exactly that pH and no other. So people think because 7.4 is on the alkaline side of neutrality, then we should not be putting anything acidic into our bodies. We should be only drinking alkaline water. And so they put a bit of, I don't know, sodium bicarb or something in the water, or sodium carbonate or whatever, make it a little bit basic, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they sell the stuff at a premium, and they say that it's brilliant, and blah 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 blah. It's all a crock.
Before we go down into the telling people what to do, what has this got to do with that mineral water that you can go buy from, you know, minerals?
No, that's something entirely
different.
That's just fizzy and, you know, nice tasting and, you know, natural and all of that.
And good for you.
And because it's got CO2 in it, then it'll be slightly acidic. Horror of horrors.
Okay, so people drinking the alkaline water are trying to balance themselves
out. They're doing a Gwyneth, let's say, you know.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, Gwyneth, you know.
Sorry, popular culture, American references.
Sure, yeah, from an old man too. So there's this alkaline water, which is a crock, and then there's this stuff which is even worse, which is oxygenated water. So apparently you pump this stuff full of oxygen, And they've got this water brand called Oxygen, O-X-I-G-E-N, you know, very trendy sort of spelling there. And they, to my horror, have just signed a deal with Bayern Munich, FC Bayern Munich, to be their official functional water and recovery tool partner.
Okay.
Well, now, they claim that in this water, they've got a thing called O4. Now, anybody who knows anything about oxygen will know that oxygen exists as oxygen molecules, which are O2. Yes. Now, these guys claim that magically they've made this stuff called O4, which is two oxygen molecules put together to make O4. It's a crock. It's an absolute crock.
Okay.
Complete, total, and utter. I don't mind saying that.
We're now, doing this, why?
They're doing this to sell.
Make money.
To sell water at a vastly inflated price.
Okay.
And if you go and check these guys out on the internet, you'll find the shops where you can buy this stuff all in LA. Funny that. So, you know, forgive my cynicism here, but this stuff shouldn't be allowed. You shouldn't be able.
You mentioned Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
What's this?
Bayern Munich. Yeah. Football team.
Yeah. But so why would they have an agenda in terms of trying to sell this stuff?
Oh, because Bayern Munich are very, 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 very famous.
But are they saying that their players drink it and so their players are better?
They've got photos of their players drinking it and stuff's meant to be better and it's meant to... Oh, God. Yeah. Honestly.
But just to touch on the pH of your body thing,
yep.
That it's not necessarily related to water, but I personally feel like my body's pretty acidic and that comes from my diet of eating lots of things that have got a pretty acidic pH.
Okay.
I don't know if that changes blood.
Onion.
I don't know about onion. I know
garlic.
That stuff like, you know, wine and stuff wine. Like that.
Yeah.
Definitely had a glass of wine yesterday and I could definitely feel very acidic afterwards. Not that great. Basically, a lot of the things that you think are good. Just
so that's
really
sort of that sort of acid reflux, I guess, if
yes,
you know, something
you
like that.
You want to share my intimate.
Well, no. I'm just, you know, just saying. But again, that comes from the fact that the pH of your tummy is, you know, about 1 or so.
So that's about tummy. That's not about blood. Well, like drinking water, that would be... Potentially more alkaline wouldn't change anything.
No,
to that.
Because you know you drink it, and you know however many seconds later it's in your stomach, and
so
that's that.
It'd be better off changing my diet kind of altogether and eating more alkaline things, or would that not even change anything?
Well, you just take an Alka-Seltzer or something like that. I guess that's
Okay, I'm going to wrap it up.
I thought you would.
just because
we've got a lot to get through.
Yeah, we do have a lot to get through, and the premise of that was that it was a load of shit. So
yes. So I gave them publicity. I shouldn't have done that. Yeah,
Cinema ratings.
Yes.
Being determined by chemistry in the air.
This is bizarre.
Why?
Really bizarre. Okay, so back in 2016, some researchers at the Max Planck Institute, which is the premier scientific institute in Germany, if not the world, so they did a study, and God knows how this came to them, but they monitored the air during film screenings, and they found that people emitted more volatile organic compounds in scary movies, or in scary parts of movies.
Okay, what are we talking about? We're talking about volatile organic compounds.
So volatile organic compounds.
Are they spitting more?
No. These are just things that we emit naturally in our breath, through our skin, et cetera. So we're made up of a whole lot of organic compounds in our bods. Some of them are volatile, some of them aren't. And so this is a study that they did, and they found a correlation. So they monitor the air, they found a correlation between the amount of volatile organic compounds and the scary bits in the movie. And now they've extended this to actually show that they can figure out what the age rating of a movie should be on the basis of analysis of the air in movie showings.
It's pretty incredible, I will say.
It's really, really bizarre.
That's
so,
a very complex experiment.
It is. They went to the trouble of analysing 13,000 audience members.
Oh, that's a lot.
That is a lot, okay. 135 screenings of 11 different movies. And what they did was they stuck this thing called a mass spectrometer into the air conditioning system, and they were monitoring for particular compounds at 30-second intervals, okay? Mm-hmm. And what they found was, so they were monitoring for up to around about 60 different compounds, and what they found was one particular compound was a very, very good measure, I guess, of the scariness of particular scenes, and that's a thing called isoprene. And they found in the very, very scary scenes that the isoprene concentration in the air in the theatre spiked.
Okay.
And then when the scary scene was over, it went back down to normal.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
And so they've got this sort of a database now of these movies, et cetera, et cetera. And they can pretty much figure out what the age rating of the movie should be on the basis of you know, how much isoprene's in the air during different parts of movies.
So I'm sure there's really probably like a faster way of deciding the rating.
Yes, probably.
Well, it's really bizarre. Now, isoprene is a very, very important compound for plants. Plants use isoprene to make things called terpenes, and examples of terpenes are things like vitamin A, or beta-carotene or camphor, things like that. And particularly natural rubber. Natural rubber is just a whole lot of isoprene molecules stuck together. And if you've ever been to the Blue Mountains, you've been to the Blue Mountains
in Oz? Sydney.
Yeah, out the west.
No.
Yeah.
Heard of them.
So they get their blue colour from these terpenes that are emitted by plants. Okay, so they're quite volatile, hence the name volatile organic compounds. And they give the air a bluish coloration. That's where the Blue Mountains come from. So that comes from this. So really quite remarkable. And again, the theory being, now humans apparently make isoprene as well, and it normally gets stored in the muscles, so it just sort of sits in there. And the theory is that at the scary bits, you go,
you tense up,
you flinch, you do whatever, and so then that get expelled from the muscles into the bloodstream, into the breath, and it gets put into the atmosphere like so. And
now, I mean, there's not only scary movies out there. What if there's like an erotic film? Is there a certain compound that gets released?
Now, that they didn't actually talk about. They didn't talk about those sorts of movies.
We're talking about age for movies.
Yeah,
there you go.
We need to know these things.
Fair point. Yes.
Next study.
Exactly. More study is needed, sure.
Somebody's texted in saying lemons are acidic, but after being processed, become alkaline.
No. Lemons are acidic, full stop. That's why they taste sour. The German word for acid is Säure, meaning sour. And that's what acids are. If you taste acids, you'll notice that they've got a sour taste. So things like vinegar, for example, vinegar is an acid.
Oranges.
Lemons, oranges, all of those things have got citric acid in them. And so therefore, that's where the sourish taste comes from.
Final piece then, before we move on to the answer of this difficult question.
Indeed.
Wrongful convictions.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
Drug convictions
also.
Yeah,
this really isn't good. So we rely on, I guess, analysts to do their job properly in all sorts of areas. We rely on people analysing food, tin food, packaged food or whatever, that there's no bugs in there that are going to kill us.
There's no needles in the strawberries.
Indeed, things like that. However, in the same way, drug enforcement or law enforcement relies on analysis to a very great degree as well. Just watching the second series of Making a Murderer at the moment, if you've watched that.
Oh, yeah, that's on my list.
Oh, wow. By very crikey. Important. Anyway, we won't get into that at the moment, but by God, it's good. And so they're relying on the analysts sort of analysing crime samples that they're doing their job. Now, unfortunately, there was a lady in Massachusetts whose name was Sonia Farak, and she was employed in their crime lab from 2004 to 2013 analysing drug samples, so illicit drug samples for use in prosecutions, etc., etc. Trouble was, she was a drug addict herself, so she was tampering with the samples, she was stealing samples, she was messing around with the standards, messing around with the computer data, etc., 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 to the point that in April this year, the Massachusetts court had to revoke 8,000 drug convictions.
Whoa.
For that time. Now, last week, there's now going to be literally thousands more drug convictions that have to be wiped on the basis of further
of this particular misconduct?
Of this particular misconduct.
Wow.
One person. So apparently every P case since 2009 has had to be thrown out because she was messing with everything.
So is this 8,000 individual people?
I believe
far out.
So, and so, you know, that's really, really, really not good.
But also, because that means that because she tampered with the evidence, there's no way you can ever have a proper conviction.
That's the question. Are they now going to go back and retry these things? Do they still have the original samples there? If so, they're going to have to reanalyze them, and that's going to be an enormous bloody job, you would imagine. Now, as a result of this, she got arrested in 2013. She served 18 months in jail which to me sounds really, really...
Oh, for putting away for, that many people potentially wrongfully.
So. No. Just for, you know, possession of cocaine. And,
yeah, but
that might have
resulted in people being convicted wrongfully.
Or the other way around, which is more...
Yeah.
Yeah, and now, so that happened just after another employee by the name of Annie Dukin, who, now she wasn't tampering with the evidence or anything like that, or a drug addict, but she wanted to be seen to be really, really efficient at her job, so she started making up the numbers. Oh. And because of that, they had to erase 21,000 convictions.
Oh my god, it's insane. So there's no double checking protocols.
Exactly. That's the whole point. So yeah, any sort of checking there was just not happening. And that's absolutely vital in any sort of analysis. Somebody does the analysis and somebody bloody checks it. And this was not happening. And again, this is being put down to sort of cost cutting and everything and doing stuff on the cheap, etc., etc., etc. So absolutely astonishing. This number of convictions, this number of people's lives have been affected all because, you know, a couple of employees in the drug lab just decided to sort of take shortcuts or whatever. But, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
We always seem to end on a bit of a downer.
Oh, sorry.
So let's, okay, somebody else has actually, I've got a couple of different answers though coming through.
Oh, we have.
Question.
Okay.
But somebody's also said, I've missed the question.
You missed
the question.
Of
telling us. So can we get the question again? And maybe we'll give them the ads to have one more chance in coming through.
Okay.
And then we'll give the answer after the ads.
So
one more question.
How many dimensions are there in M string theory?
How many dimensions? Back after this.
That was Dear Science.